Englisch Musterprüfung 1.
Part 2.
Hello, listeners. Today seems to be a lucky day for a spontaneous interview. I've just bumped into Irishman Owen O'Leary doing his final warm-up program for today's race. Owen is an enthusiastic triathlete and has taken part in numerous competitions in Great Britain. Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking the time for a chat.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to talk to you. But please keep things short because I've got to finish my warm-up exercises on time. The meeting for race participants will start in 45 minutes, and if anyone is not on time, he or she will not be allowed to race.
Well, Owen, could you just tell our audience in a few words what persuaded you to come to Hawaii to take part in the Ironman?
Yeah, as you already mentioned, I'm a very dedicated triathlete. This kind of sport is nearly like an addiction for me, and my body doesn't feel very comfortable without all that exhaustive action.
That sounds crazy. You mean you can't live without triathlon?
No, no way. But this is not my only reason to come here. As for any other triathlete in the world, this event here in Hawaii is an absolute must. It's like taking part in a World Cup final for a footballer or a Wimbledon final for a tennis player.
Tell us, Owen, how did you prepare for the event and how do you see your chances of winning today?
Oh, you're joking. I don't think I have any chance, not even of finishing among the top 10. I haven't had the time to prepare intensively enough, you know. I had to spend some extra time on the education of my little son Connor, as my wife Rosalind had to do her final examinations at the university. And on top of that, there was this setback with the injury in my left knee 4 months ago, which prevented me completing my daily training routine for some weeks. So I'd just be very glad to finish the race in a respectable time.
Come on, Owen. Don't be so pessimistic. Last Friday night, I watched the documentary about your daily training routine on Athletic Sport TV. You seem to be in very good shape. And in newspapers and magazines, journalists write that your chances of being one of the top five are really not so bad.
Yes, I read some of these articles too. They were quite interesting. But honestly, Mike, so much can happen during a triathlon like this. I don't really want to make any predictions. I'll take it as it comes.
That's the attitude of a true sportsman. So, Owen, I don't want to steal any more of your valuable time. Thank you very much for talking to me, and good luck for the race. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. Bye.
Bye, Mike.
And now, back to our studio, Radio Hawaii.